Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Finances with Francine and Friends. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. If this is your first time tuning in to the broadcast, we welcome you. If you're a longtime listener to Finances with Francine and Friends, we welcome you as well. Today, we want to bring to the forefront two exciting members of Five Rings Financial, Michelle R. Ewing and Kevin A. Green. Hello, Michelle. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Francine. How you doing today?
Great. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I have no complaints. Any day above ground is a good one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, it's
Friday,
wonderful.
So I'm happy we've made it through another week.
Absolutely. Great. Glad to have you here again on Finances with Francine and Friends. Our mission is to share information, updates, and guest highlights and keep you educated on all things financial. That's why we're so excited each week to bring you different topics and discussions that will help you with economic development and help you to make changes in your life if you need to and also have a better quality of life. Today, Michelle and Kevin are going to go over a subject that some people have a hard time with, but we're just going to go ahead anyway because we know this is information you need to hear. We're going to talk about Insurance 101. So, Michelle and Kevin, you guys ready to get this ball rolling?
You know
it. Absolutely.
Absolutely wonderful. Let's jump right in. Michelle and Kevin, what are the different types of insurance?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about life insurance today because we think plenty of people know lots of things about car insurance and phone insurance and things like that. And we feel as though we want to talk about life insurance today because life insurance is such a tough subject for many people. Like, a lot of people don't like it. We'll insure our cars. We'll insure our houses. We even insure our pets, right? And we insure our phones,
mm-hmm.
but we won't insure our lives. So we want to spend a little bit of time this segment talking about life insurance because it's so tough for people to wrap their heads around, you know. And so I'm going to talk about four different types of insurance. I'm specifically going to talk about term life insurance, whole life insurance, universal life insurance, as well as variable life insurance. Now, term life insurance is a temporary insurance policy that provides coverage for a specific period of time. Right, you get your greatest amount of coverage for the lowest premium cost because a lot of people don't like paying a lot of money for insurance. So those are the ones that you get where, you know, you may have $20, $30, $40 per month premium. And there's usually a maximum age in which companies will offer you coverage or allow you to renew your term insurance policy with them. And it can be 10 years, 20 years, 15 30-year policies, you know, it's something like that. And they're either level increasing or decreasing. And those premiums remain level throughout the term of the policy contract. But the death benefit can actually fluctuate. So that's a term insurance policy. It's the lowest amount that you get, the lowest premium for the greatest amount. So more bang for your buck. But the downside is at a certain period of time, you're not going to be able to get it anymore because you're going to be up there in age and they're not going to want to take the risk or it's going to cost you a whole lot of money to get it later. So the earlier you can get it at a young age, the better. Then there's the whole policy, which is a permanent policy. Term was temporary. Whole policies are permanent policies, and they build cash value inside of them, and they remain in effect for the entire life of the insured. Or up to the age of 100, because by the time you turn 100, it's supposed to, the money that you pay into it, as long as you pay the premium, it stays live. Don't think you just get it started and stop. It provides that lifelong protection and it includes that saving component, and it's designed to be fully endowed at age 100. And that means the amount of money that you've been putting up in there and the cash value in itself, it is now equal to the face value of that policy. So the insurance company hands you over a check for maybe $100,000 and say, you know what, here you go, all yours, we're not insuring you anymore. You already have the amount of money face value of your policy, okay? So that means the cash value inside of it equals the face value of that policy. Then there's universal life, and this is more of a flexible premium adjustable life. So the policy owner has the flexibility to increase the amount of premium into the policy and then later decrease it again if they need to. Or they can even skip paying a premium without the policy lapsing, as long as there's sufficient cash value inside of the policy. So it's similar to a whole policy. It just will cover you for longer as long as you pay the premium. So there's a minimum premium, and then there's a target premium. And as long as you're paying that minimum premium, you should always have insurance, but it won't build up cash as quickly. So there's that insurance component, and then there's that cash account component that's also in there that's similar to the whole life policy. Then there's the variable life policy, and it combines many features of both the whole and the universal life with investments in the market. So it adds the element of investment risk to it, whereas the universal life policy does not. There is no risk. But the variable, it's in the market, so you're carrying some risk. Kevin, you got anything to add?
Just a couple of things. On the variable policy, there are different types of investments that you can put that money into. One can be into the stock market. You can also put it in a bond market. It can be in a mutual fund. So there are various investments that you can put that money into, but it's all in some type of at risk in some type of a market, one way or the other, when you have a variable account. Another type of account that's similar to that but eliminates the risk is an index universal life insurance policy. And I don't think Michelle mentioned that one. And the index universal account, it tracks the activity in a particular index, but the funds are not invested in that index. So if it's tracking what the stock market does, but the money isn't invested in the stock market. So if there's an increase in the stock market of, let's say, 10%, then you get a 10% credit on your IUL, indexed universal life. And usually with indexed universal life, there's a cap. So let's say the cap might be 12% for an example. So if the stock market goes up 15%, you'll get a credit for 12%, and you lose out on an additional upside. But with the IULs, there's always a floor. And the floor is usually set at 0. In some cases, it can be set at 1%. So if the stock market goes 20%, you get 0 credit for that indexed year, which saves you from the loss, which is why people don't mind losing a little bit of the upside when the stock market has a great increase, because it protects them from the downside of the stock market. The only other thing I wanted to mention was, Michelle was talking about some of the permanent insurance policies, and they go to age 100. You also can find a permanent insurance policies that go to age 121, depending on the carrier. So those are other options that you have. The longer the life of your policy, it lowers your monthly premium because they're designed for you to pay into them for a longer period of time.
Right.
Okay.
Now, that was a lot of information. So just in case somebody is just tuning in and they are wondering, what are we talking about? We're talking about insurance today, Insurance 101. So I hope you have your pencil and paper ready, audience, because this is a lot of information, good general information. But, of course, if you're interested in learning more about anything that Kevin and Michelle have talked about so far, I'm going to let Michelle go first and tell you how you can get in touch with her, and then Kevin will follow suit.
All right. You can find me at www.livingbenefitsexperts.com/lifetimelegacies, or you can reach me at michelle.ewing@gmail.com.
Okay, and you can reach me at my email address. It's Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, dot Green, G-R-E-E-N, at FiveRingsFinancial, all spelled out, .com.
Okay, great. Kevin, can you also give the website, if people wanted to, because some people are visual, you know, we can talk to them all day about policies and what they need to do, but inviting them to an event might be a better way for them to actually capture what you and Michelle are talking about. So can you give that link as well?
Absolutely. We have lots of free workshops called Money 101 at Five Rings Financial. And we also have Wine, Women, and Wealth events where people can attend, partly networking and also just giving out a little financial information. And you can go onto our website, rfeast.eventbrite.com, and you can find the dates and the times of all our upcoming events. We usually have somewhere between 4 to 7 events per week. Again, they're all free workshops for you to attend. But go onto the website, again, 5rfeast@eventbrite.com.
Okay, absolutely wonderful. Now, Michelle, what's the difference between traditional life insurance and living benefits life insurance? Because I've been hearing that a lot lately.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite subject. Traditional life insurance is what we call death insurance because you receive a death benefit when you die, and that's typically what people know of life insurance. A lot of people are like, I don't want to pay life insurance. You know, people will be partying on me after I'm gone, right? But, hey, to each his own. But living benefits life insurance is the type of life insurance that you don't have to die to use. You can receive the benefit of that life insurance policy in the event you experience a critical illness or a critical injury, something like ALS, aplastic anemia, blindness, cancer, cystic fibrosis, major organ transplant, stroke or sudden cardiac arrest, coma, paralysis, severe burns, or traumatic brain injury. You can get up to 25 to 85% of the face value of the policy. Or if you develop a chronic illness, which means you can't do 6 of the activities of daily living, which is bathing, continence, can't dress yourself, can't feed yourself, can't go to the bathroom on your own, or walk. So if you can't do 2 of those activities of daily living, 2 of those 6 activities of daily living, you can receive up to 2% of the face value of your policy for up to 50 months. So if it's a $500,000 policy, that's up to about $10,000 per month for up to 50 months, okay? Or if you develop a terminal illness, you can tap into up to 90% of the face value of that policy, which means you have between 12 to 24 months left to live, depending on which carrier that we go with. So that's living benefits life insurance, which is the type of life insurance that you don't have to die to use. And I think from every one death policy, death claim that we receive, we have received 9 living benefits claims because people obviously get sick before they die. Most people get sick before they die. And all we have to do is look within our communities and our families to actually be able to verify that.
That is so true. Kevin and Michelle, what are some of the different things we can use life insurance for?
That's an excellent question, Francine. I'm going to start on this one. Talk about a few things. One, a tax-free retirement plan. You pay into your life insurance policy, and when you reach your age of retirement, whatever you select, you can actually turn it into something that resembles an annuity, and you can receive a monthly check or quarterly or annual check from your insurance policy every year for the rest of your life. No matter how long you live, you cannot outlive your money. That's called a tax-free retirement. That money is paid to you. No taxes come out of it, of course. It's not income because it comes from your insurance policy at the end of the year. So that's one thing you can do with an insurance policy. Another thing you can do with an insurance policy is you can use it for mortgage protection. A lot of people don't realize that. But if you and your significant other, you purchase a home together and you have like a 20 or 30-year mortgage, what you can do is you can take out a term insurance policy to match the length of your mortgage. And this way, if something was to happen to one of you, the insurance policy will pay off, and you can use that, the survivor can use that to pay off the mortgage and have the house, mortgage free. What happens in many situations is they don't have that insurance in place. One person passes away, and the income of the survivor is not enough to pay the entire mortgage by themselves. So not only do they have to go through the grief of having lost their partner, but now they have to pack up everything they own and go house shopping and put the house on the market and go through all of that at a time of crisis. If you have this mortgage protection insurance in place, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about moving. You don't have to worry about how you can make the payment at the end of the month. You can stay there. You can take your time. You can go through your grieving process and not have to worry about upturning your entire world when your significant other has passed away. Another thing that can be used if you're a business owner is what's called key man insurance, a key person insurance. And that's so you can do that in a couple of different ways. So say you have a partnership. You and your partner take out insurance on each other, paid for through the business, and if something happens to one or the other, the survivor will get the payout from the insurance policy and can use that to buy out their partner that passed away. So if the partner that passed away had a spouse, that's how they can get their proceeds out of the business, and you don't have to worry about finding the funds to pay off the spouse when the partner dies. You can use your insurance for that purpose. Another purpose you can use with key man insurance is if you have an employee who's significant or integral to your business, you can take out the insurance policy on the employee's life, which will come with living benefits, as Michelle described earlier, so the employee has access to those living benefits, but you can use it as an incentive to retain your key employees. You can say, well, I'm going to pay into the insurance policy as the owner of the business for X number of years, and if you stay and continue to work with the company, and when you reach your retirement years, we will turn ownership of this policy from the company over to the employee, and now the employee will have that tax-free retirement all set up for them, paid for the employer as the employer maintained the premiums on that life insurance policy, as long as they stay with me. So it's a way of retaining some of your key employees, because you don't want them to leave because that could have a dramatic negative effect on your business, and so this is your incentive to get them to stay. So those are some aspects that I want to talk about.
Okay. And Francine, there's an aspect that I would like to talk about as far as estate planning, because I'm actually going through this with my father right now. So you can use insurance as a way to cover any creditors that you may own or any estate taxes that may come out of your death. You may have an LLC. You may own apartment buildings. You may have a large estate that you may need to pay taxes on. And rather than having to liquidate any part of the estate, you actually have a big enough life insurance policy that will cover those costs, and Uncle Sam won't get part of your estate. Your children will receive your estate, or your beneficiaries will retain your completely intact, okay? And also, one thing that most people don't realize is, okay, I'll ask a couple of people, okay, how much would you say that you're worth? And some people hang their head down and like, well, you know, I'm not worth anything. Hey, yes, you are, because the minute that you have a life insurance policy in place, that is how much you are worth. That is your estate. Insurance is used as your estate until you have time to add more to your estate. So if you're a young person, 19, 20 years old, whatever, and you get yourself a $100,000 policy, guess what? You are worth $100,000, and it just goes up from there. Another type of insurance is juvenile insurance. It's an insurance that you purchase for your children who are under 18 years old. You get them locked in. You get them prepared, and our insurance policies have living benefits. So God forbid something should happen to them, then you have the money to help pay any medical expenses or any care that they may need. So those are the two that I would just like to mention.
Great. And I'm going to take a break right here. So take a deep breath, Michelle and Kevin. I'll be right back because I got to pay the bills. You are listening to Finances with Francine and Friends. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. This broadcast is being sponsored by Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. We're on every Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please stop by and listen to our broadcast, and please come back next week for another exciting episode of Finances with Francine and Friends every Friday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, Michelle and Kevin, you've said a lot of things, and I know people may be listening, and maybe they didn't get their pencil and paper and write down what we just talked about. But you mentioned juvenile insurance. Kevin, do you want to talk a little bit about that and how, you know, people can insure their children and what do they need to do?
Absolutely. When it comes to insuring children, they're some of the best candidates for life insurance. We can set up what we like to call a $1 million baby plan for them at Vibrant Financial. And what that entails is a permanent life insurance policy that will accrue cash value over time. But it sets up your child from, you know, they have to be at least 15 days old but to take out the policy, but it sets them up for their life. When they get to be college age and they go to college, they can withdraw money out of their insurance policy to help pay for their college. As they continue to pay into your policy or the parents continue to pay into the policy until they feel they're ready to transfer ownership over to the child, the child gets into their 30s maybe, and let's say they want to put down money for that first home, or they're getting married and they want to put down money for the wedding. They can, again, draw cash value out of the policy, use the cash value for that purpose. And then when they continue on with their life and they get to their retirement age, 65, 70, they can turn that policy into what's similar to an annuity and get cash coming in monthly, quarterly, annually, however they want to do it, for the rest of their life. Guaranteed never to outlive the money, guaranteed never to run out of the money. And these are insurance contracts, so when you start your policy, they lay out the details for you of exactly about how much is available at the different stages of the child's life. And again, as I mentioned, the parents will begin paying into it or grandparents will begin paying into the policy. But at some point in time when the child gets old enough, you can always transfer ownership over the child, and it's something the child can continue to do for themselves, to set themselves up in life. Like I say, you can draw cash for a wedding, for college, for your down payment on a home, or just turn into a tax-free retirement plan when you get old enough to retire, all from one policy that you'll start when the child is at least 15 days old or older.
Great. Michelle, what do you think should be taken into consideration when insuring a child?
Well, one of the main things that needs to be taken into consideration is they're young, right? So it's going to be really, really cheap. It's going to be really, really cheap. And so you're insuring them at an early age so it's for a very inexpensive price. So you're locking them in to being insurable as well, because as we know, as parents and as grandparents, accidents do happen. Illnesses do come up, even for our children. So the earlier you get them insured, should something come along later on, they are already insured, because there are certain illnesses, like children develop cancer and, you know, different things like that, they become uninsurable. The earlier you get them locked in, that means they now have life insurance for the rest of their lives. Because when you insure a juvenile, it has to be a permanent policy. There are no term policies on children. So that allows you to get them insured and get them insured early, and they are protected for the rest of their lives. They're also more flexible than 529 plans. 529 plans are for education. They must be used for education. They also show up as the family's expected contribution.
Okay. So it looks like we may have a little bit of technical difficulty, but we'll come right back in just about 2 seconds, because I really want to continue this conversation with Michelle. And so So give us a second, and we'll be right back with you. All right. So we have Michelle and Kevin back. Michelle, you want to go ahead and complete your thought?
Yes, it's more flexible than a 529. It's more flexible than a 529. So if the child decides that they don't want to go to college, they can use that money to start a business. You know, we have a lot of kidpreneurs now. So it's something that they can do for that. But one thing to take in mind is that parents must also have insurance, unless they're uninsurable. They don't like to see people insuring their kids but not insuring themselves. So the parents must also have some form of insurance, whether it be through work or something like that, or have their own insurance. We like to try to get everybody in the family covered if we possibly can, because this living benefits is no joke. However, if a parent is uninsurable or grandparent is uninsurable, we are allowed to accept $100 per month for the child. All is not lost if people are at a stage in their lives where they are uninsurable or they can't afford it for some reason. We can take $100 per month for the child in order to save for their future. Because we all know that saving for our kids' future is very important. Like Kevin said, the $1 million baby plan is a phenomenal plan. Kids can become millionaires by the time they're 50 and 55 years old and 60 and 65 years old. And you might say that took a long time, but how many of us can say that we got $1 million right now? I wish my grandparents would have thought about something like that when I was younger if they knew about it. So now that we know about it, it is definitely something to capitalize on if we can.
Great. So today, ladies and gentlemen, we've given you some great tips about insurance. I call it Insurance 101. And so today, we hope this is the day that you can make a decision to not only protect you, but also to protect your family and your lifestyle and your future. Michelle, I want you to give your information again, and then Kevin to follow and talk and give the website, because this is a really deep subject, and again, we want people to be able to contact you and have this discussion further.
Yes, it is a deep subject, and feel free to reach out to me at michelle.ewing@gmail.com or www.livingbenefitsexperts.com/lifetime legacies, and we can go more in depth about the types of insurance and how much insurance you need, because that's always a question for people. So contact us directly in order to learn how much insurance you actually need for yourself and for your family, because it can be a little complicated sorting that out.
Okay, Kevin, you're going to give your information?
He's coming. Oh, sorry. I was muted. I was speaking, but I was muted. We'll start again. You can reach me at my email address.
Well, unmute yourself, Kevin. Unmute yourself.
I know. I'm trying here. Wait, Kevin, kevin.green@fiveringsfinancial.com. And our website for you to see what upcoming events we have. Again, we have many free workshops and networking opportunities for you. It is rfeast.eventbrite.com. And Francine, I just want to thank you for having us on the show this week. Really do appreciate you and give us the opportunity to talk about this very important topic with your listeners.
Absolutely.
Oh,
thank you both.
Don't forget to let everybody know that Michelle is from Brooklyn and Kevin is just from Manhattan.
Well, I think
that's a girl. Thank you very much.
We cannot end the show without letting people know that. You see, would that be a good show if we missed that most important detail? We cannot do that. So we have Brooklyn in the house and Manhattan in the house. Hey. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we hope that you picked up a few tips today, and we hope that you make that decision to insure your loved ones. Make sure you can have that peace of mind, because that's what it's all about, and each and every one of you deserve it. So don't think that you don't or you can't afford it. Just give Michelle, Kevin, or myself a call. And if you would like to talk to me, my number is 757-567-6734, or you can reach me at f.humphrey@fiveringsfinancial.com. This has been a great broadcast, and we invite you to come back next Friday, same time, same station. So we got Brooklyn and Manhattan, and we're going to sign off for the weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, Michelle. I'll see you guys next
week.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Well, you have been listening to Finances with Francine and Friends. We're on every Friday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tell your family and friends about the great information that we share with you every week. We come up with a different topic because we want you to be informed and to be educated. That is our key to what we do, all that we do with finances. So come back, bring a friend with you next time, and let us know what you think about the show. We are here to serve you and your community. Take care now. Bye-bye.